This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through March 7, 2018. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The first full moon of the month happens on Thursday, March 2nd at 4:51 p.m., only 51 minutes before it rises at Los Angeles. The moon will be full again on the 31st. The second full moon in a calendar month is called a blue moon. Although blue moons usually occur only every 2 or 3 years, we last had a blue moon in January this year, but after this month's blue moon, another won't occur until October 2020. The moon rises about 35 minutes later each successive night, so that by March 7th, it won't be seen until 11:52 p.m. It will remain in waning gibbous phase until it reaches last quarter on March 9th. The brilliant planet Venus can be seen above the western horizon shortly after sunset. By 6:30 p.m., the sky will be dark enough to see the innermost planet, Mercury, to the right of Venus. Mercury is within 1 degree of Venus through March 3rd, and it strays no more than 4 degrees to the upper right of Venus through March 20th. Between 3 o'clock a.m. and dawn, the three bright planets beyond Earth's orbit can be seen in a line that tilts up to the right from the southeastern horizon. These include Jupiter in the constellation Libra the Scales, Mars in Ophiuchus the Serpent Bearer, and Saturn in Sagittarius the Archer. Orange Mars is located between golden Saturn at lower left and Jupiter, the brightest of the trio. China's first test space station, Tiangong 1, has been abandoned for years, and it is expected to make a fiery re-entry into Earth's atmosphere in early April or sooner. The doomed satellite will make visible passes over Los Angeles on February 28th, March 1st, and March 2nd. Wednesday's pass will last from 7:03 to 7:05 p.m., when the satellite will appear similar to a bright moving star as it ascends straight up from the west-southwestern horizon until it reaches an elevation of 60 degrees and then suddenly vanishes into Earth's shadow. On Thursday night, the satellite will appear above the west-northwestern horizon at 6:55 p.m. and travels through the northern sky. It will reach its highest point, 49 degrees above the north-northwestern horizon, at 6:58 p.m. Less than a minute later, it will enter Earth's shadow. On Friday night, Tiangong 1 may be seen from 6:47 to 6:50 p.m., but this time it never exceeds the brightness of any of the Big Dipper stars. It will travel from the west to the north-northeast, and it will reach its highest point, 30 degrees high in the north-northwest, at 6:49 p.m. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon and other interesting celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The next free public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, March 24th. Follow the Sky Report on Twitter for updates of astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.